WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. We begin with George Benson and his song Off Broadway, the follow-up to On Broadway. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was a pair of songs from 1980, the second of which was Snake Eyes by Grover Washington Jr. from Skylarkin. Grover played all the saxophone parts with soprano as the lead. Richard T. played acoustic and electric piano. Paul Griffin was on clavinet. Marcus Miller on bass. Idris Muhammad on drums. And percussion by Ralph McDonald. Before that, George Benson with Off Broadway, one of two instrumental tracks on the otherwise vocal album, Give Me the Night. Off Broadway was written by Rod Temperton, who arranged the rhythm with Quincy Jones. Greg Fillinganes played all keyboards. Lewis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson played bass. John J.R. Robinson on drums. Paulinho da Costa with percussion. Jerry Hay played trumpet in the horn section, arranging both horns and strings, and Lee Ritenour played additional guitar. Next is Lee Ritenour on lead guitar. Off his 1983 album On the Line, it's an ode to sushi, which I haven't eaten much in my life. California Roll is the song. Ramsey Lewis with Michelle here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's from his 1981 album, Three-Piece Suite, with an E, so not a suit. Michelle was written by Vassal Benford, who didn't play. Those who did were, of course, Ramsey on piano, electric piano and synthesizer, Arthur Hoyle on flugelhorn, Bernard Reed on bass, Morris Jennings on drums and percussion by Henry Gibson. No relation to the actor. Before that, Lee Ritenour with California Roll from On the Line in 1983. Lee played guitar, Greg Matheson played the keyboards, Ernie Watts on soprano sax, Lenny Castro with percussion, Nathan East was on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. Lee, Nate, and Mace are three-fourths of the original quartet for the band 4Play. The fourth member is Bob James. We have two more pairs of songs from the same year next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
At WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Are you feeling happy? If you're not, this song by Dan Siegel should help. It's called Feeling Happy. There you have it. Woo. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's another pair of songs from the same year, this time from 1987. The most recent was Herb Alpert with the title track to his album that year, Keep Your Eye on Me. That song was written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Herb also produced in addition to blowing his trumpet. Jimmy Jam's musical contributions were keyboards and drum and percussion programming. Terry Lewis lent background vocals along with Jerome Brown and Lisa Keith. David Island, no relation to the pitching coach, was responsible for the sound effects sampler. Before that, Dan Siegel with Feelin' Happy from Northern Nights. Dan played piano and keyboards, and the rest of his band included Carl Verheyen on guitar, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, and Gary Herbig on alto sax. Peter White kicks off still another same-year pair and same first name. Yes, Peter Buffett comes after Peter White in 1992. Peter White's song is Mr. Caribbean. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was a pair of songs from 1992 and a pair of Peters. You just heard Peter Buffett, Warren's youngest son, with Jenny C. from Yonondio, featuring Jason Klagstad on mandolin and acoustic guitar. Before that, Peter White on acoustic guitar and keyboards with Mr. Caribbean from Excusez-moi. Mr. Caribbean also included Dave Camp on soprano sax, just like Grover Washington Jr. and Ernie Watts before him in this show, John Mann, M-A-H-O-N, on drums and percussion, and Eric Miller also on percussion and steel drums. David Benoit teams up with the London Symphony Orchestra next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
My name is Robert. I moderate a program that I like to think is inquisitive.
Or visit wcwp.org/civicsisdead.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's David Benoit with not Mr. Holland's opus, but Mr. Rodriguez's opus.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Right back at you, buddy. That was Nelson Rangel with Nana's Song, which you could also call Gam Gam's Song, Meemaw's Song, Mimi's Song. They're all synonyms for grandma. Nana's Song is from Always in 1999 and was written by Nelson and David Mann, M-A-N-N. David played keyboards and drum programming, Chuck Loeb on guitar, and Nelson on saxophones and flutes with alto sax as the lead. Before that, David Benoit with Mr. Rodriguez's opus from American Landscape in 1997, an album that features the London Symphony Orchestra, which means they were on this song. Also on Mr. Rodriguez's opus were Poncho Sanchez on congas, Luis Conte on the rest of the percussion, J.R. Robinson on drums, as he was with George Benson at the top of the show, Jerry Hay on trumpet, also on George Benson's Off-Broadway, and Nathan East, who we heard earlier with Lee Ridenour, on bass. Hour one will end with Jeff Koshua, but first, it's Acoustic Alchemy with an homage to Montana, Big Sky Country.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes, Long Island Chamber Maps.
Visit WCWP.org and click on the Support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour 1 ended with Something About You by Jeff Koshua from Simple Truth in 2002. Jeff played tenor sax, and so did David Mann in the horn section. We heard Dave earlier with Nelson Rangel. Before that, Acoustic Alchemy with Big Sky Country, Montana, from The Beautiful Game in 2000, the first album with Miles Gilderdale backing up Greg Carmichael on guitar. He replaced founding member Nick Webb, who died 2 years earlier. The Beautiful Game is a nickname for soccer, or football, as it's known in Greg and Miles' home country, England. In addition to their guitar, Al Richardson played harmonica, and that contributed to the country flavor of the song. Well, we drive into Hour 2 with more guitar by Blake Aaron and his song, Drive. .1 FM and WCWP.org. That was another pair of songs from the same year, 2020 this time. Vincent Ngala is who you heard second with Somewhere in Time from Echoes of the Heart. He wrote that with David Benoit, who played piano, just as he did on Mr. Rodriguez's opus last hour, and we'll hear David again with Marc Antoine later this hour. Vincent played everything else, especially soprano sax, and there's been lots of that in this show. Before Vincent, there was Blake Aaron with Drive from Color and Passion. Blake wrote that with Darren Ron, who played the saxophones, keyboards, and programming. Darren's brother Jason was on flugelhorn and Terrell Martin on drums. The next two songs are from 2019, and both have Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar. First up is Keiko Matsui on piano and Randy Waldman on keyboards with Unshakable. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Two songs from 2019, two songs with Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar. That was Jazz Funk Soul with Exotic from Life and Times, Paul's first album with the band, replacing Chuck Loeb, who died in 2017. The other two members are Jeff Lorber, who wrote Exotic and played keyboards, Moog bass, and additional guitar, and Everett Harp, who played tenor sax. Before that, Paul appeared on Keiko Matsui's Unshakable from Echo, and that song seemed to echo Chuck Loeb. Keiko played piano, Randy Waldman handled keyboards and programming, Jimmy Johnson, not that one, on real bass guitar, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, heard last hour with Dan Siegel, and percussion by Luis Conte, heard last hour with David Benoit. Heard that by Jeff Lorber solo leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob Dylan.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
I forgot to mention David Mann did the horn section on Jazz Funk Soul's Exotic, just as he led the one on Jeff Koshua's Something About You. Leading off this segment is Jeff Lorber outside of Jazz Funk Soul in 2008 with Heard That. Ken Navarro with The Buzz on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's a tribute to his fellow guitarist Buzz Featon on Dreaming of Trains in 2010. Ken played all the guitars, especially electric, along with percussion and additional keyboards. The bulk of the keyboard work was from Jay Rowe with Tom Kennedy on bass. I saw him perform with Lee Ritenour in 2016. And Joel Rosenblatt on drums, who I also saw that year and in 2018 with Chiele Minucci and Special Effects, which also had Jay Rowe on keys. Before that, Jeff Lorber on keys, guitar, and synth bass with Heard That from Heard That in 2008. Jeff wrote the song with Eric Darius, but Eric didn't play. Instead, Gerald Albright is who you heard on alto sax. Lil John Roberts played drums, and Alex Al provided bass fills. On to Tom Braxton on alto sax with Jay Rowe on keyboards. This is the title track for Tom's 2014 album, written by him and Jay. The Next Chapter.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1. In Brookville, New York. Love it.
There was plenty to love about On the Move by Nick Colaione from The Journey. That's why he's on the move in 2016. Before that, Tom Braxton with The Next Chapter from The Next Chapter in 2014. Tom wrote that song with Jay Rowe, who we heard with Ken Navarro. Jay played keyboards, Tom played alto sax, Daryl Crooks on guitar, Ricky Lawson on drums in one of his last performances before his death, and Len Barnett on percussion. David Benoit returns with Marc Antoine to lead off the last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri next.
Rome once fell. And all great civilizations do.
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here for a third time in the show is David Benoit and Marc Antoine with Caminando, Walking. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Paula Atherton with 20 Miles to Nowhere from Can You Feel It in 2020, a song that she wrote with Lou Jimenez. Paula played alto sax, Lou played electric guitar. Lionel Cordu was also part of the band on drums, another special effects alumnus, and Emmedine Rivera on percussion. Before that, David Benoit and Marc Antoine, who played electric and acoustic guitar on Caminando, Walking, and 20 Miles would be a very long walk, about 6 hours, from So Nice in 2017. David played piano. I told you about what Mark played. Ken Wilde on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums again, and Luis Conte on percussion again. That's the life of a session musician. You're on everything. Paul Brown is on this next song, which he produced for George Benson back in 2004, and George led off this show in what feels like ages ago. On his Once Upon a Time album in 2020, this is Paul's take on the Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein composition Softly, as in a Morning Sunrise. Paul Brown on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with his take on Softly as in a Morning Sunrise from Once, O-N-E-S, Upon a Time in 2020. Paul's arrangement was number one for George Benson in 2004. And like that version, Roberto Valli played bass here. Lenny Castro handled percussion for a second time in the show. The last song tonight is also from 2020. It's the one-man band of Anders Enger Jensen with Your Shining Eyes from Retro Grooves Volume 4. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.